Praise the Lord, saints. I want to speak today from the book of Psalms, number 46, verse 10. Now, Psalms 46, verse 10. And it reads as follows. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among all the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Amplified Bible says, be still and know, recognize, and understand that I am God. Amen. So I want to speak today on the topic, be still and know that I am God. The word still, taken from its original Hebrew translation, means to cease or stop. That's interesting. This particular passage of the scripture can be taken in three different ways: physically, mentally, and spiritually. I want to start with physically. To be still or to cease and stop means that we must stop and make time for Him. We are always busy doing something. The main thing that we do is work. We are working long hours and spending less time away from the job. When we do all this work, the rest of our lives suffer as a result. The biggest challenge for us is work-life balance. This is easier said than done. We all need to work to support ourselves and our family, but we must remember that work is a job, not a lifestyle. Let me repeat that again. Work is a job, not a lifestyle. We spend too much time working, and this causes us to spend less time with our spouses and our children, and that affects our home life. It is hard to maintain any relationship when you are working all the time. Due to our constant working, we have less time to spend with God. As a result, our relationship with God is either put on the back burner or we give God less time. Nothing is more important or necessary than our time and relationship with God. So we need to cease or stop all things that are keeping us from our relationship with God. Now, regarding your 9-to-5 job that has turned into a sun up to sundown job, maybe it is time to look for a new job that will help with your work-life balance. You can ask God to help you in that regard. Working on your job all the time will simply not cut it. The only way you can get close to God is through a personal relationship. So be still from physical things that interfere with that relationship. Amen?
Amen.
Now, the second part that I want to talk about is mental. Excuse me. We have, as humans, have brains that are working overtime. Let me give you some examples. We feel down, we worry, we feel depressed, we feel stressed out, and we feel overwhelmed. When our brains are too busy with the things I have just listed, then your life suffers. It affects your job, your home, as well as your relationship with God. How can you concentrate on anything if you are feeling stressed out, depressed, or overwhelmed? How can you give your all to anyone? Sure, you are physically there, but your mind is preoccupied. This affects your home life as well. When you have so many things on your mind, you pay little to no attention to your spouse or your children. Your mind is caught up in thoughts, in your thoughts, and this can be very time consuming. When we have so many things going on at once in our heads, we tend to stay away from the one that can help us the most, and that is God. Since our relationship suffers when we go through some mental things, we spend less time with Him trying to figure things out on our own. During these times is when we really need God's help. Obviously, we haven't been able to work things out on our own. God is able to help us through our mental challenges, to be still or cease from allowing mental challenges to overtake us and keep you from God. We need to give God our problems through prayer. Amen?
Amen.
The last part that I wanted to talk about is the spiritual part. We all pray to God and ask for help, and God hears all our prayers. Since that is true, then what do we need to be still or cease about in reference to this? Well, the second part of the scripture is the answer. The scripture says, be still and know, recognize, and understand that I am God. How can we know God without listening to him? When we spend time with God, we do ask for something. Well, let me put it another way. When we spend time with God, do we ask and for something and wait for the answer? If we're being honest, we all know the answer to that question. So ask yourself this. Do we ask for God's help in attaining more quality time with him? Do we ask for God's help in obtaining a work-life balance? Do we ask God to help us in our mental challenges? Do we wait to listen for God's answer to our many questions? Do we ask God to help us with our relationship with him?
Now you got to remember, God is there for us
all the time, and we do not need an appointment. God is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We're never put on hold, and he listens to our prayers. To be still or cease spiritually, we must start listening. We must make our relationship with God a priority. God has much to tell and teach us if we are willing to listen. We need to work on our God life balance. To be still and to know him is all about your relationship with him spiritually. Then we can know, recognize, and understand that he indeed is God. Amen. Amen. We also need to be still, or when we need to be still or cease physically, mentally, as well as spiritually to fulfill the request of this scripture. Would you agree? We also must have a relationship with him to know him. It is God's will that he is known to everyone. Now listen to this. This is the last part of the scripture. It states, I will be exalted among nations. I will be exalted in earth. You see, saints, when we be still or cease physically, mentally, as well as spiritually, then we are not only spending more time with God to develop our relationship, but we are telling God that we know that he is King and Lord of Lords and able to help us in every way possible, which means that our faith is increased, and we come to know that he is indeed God and understand him.
You know, when this happens,
then we are exalting God by our willingness to conform to his way. We are exalting God by being still and ceasing from the things that hold us away from him. We are exalting God by our actions, not our words. We will be blessed by God. We will have a work-life balance. We will have a God-life balance. We will be mentally strong. We will be spiritually connected to God. You see, saints, this then and only then can God be rightfully exalted among the nations on the earth. It starts with us. And it starts by us being still. Amen?
Amen. Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus we come. Thank you, Father, for this word. Thank you, Lord, that you love us so much to teach us things. And we open our hearts and our ears to hear from you, Lord. Please, we repent, Lord, for we've all fallen short in these areas. We all need to be still, Lord, just like you said in your word. Help us, O Lord, in obtaining a work-life balance, a God-life balance. Help us with our mental challenges, Lord. Help us with our jobs, Lord. Have it not consume us. Father, I thank you for this word. I pray that it goes from the north, the south, the east, and the west. May those who hear it bring glory to you, Lord. And may this word glorify you as well. Lord, we love you and ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.